the Department of Employment and Labour in the Western Cape are still trying to locate the owner of the multi-story building that collapsed in George on Monday. According to the department's chief inspector in the province, David Iso, the owner was issued with a subpoena but has not responded. This emerged during a multidisciplinary briefing at the disaster site by Employment and Labour Minister Tulas Ngesi.
The day we arrived, we then tried to make contact with the client, which is the owner of this premises. The address on our system, we went to that address and it was locked. We then proceeded to issue a subpoena. And up until today, there has been no response from that particular person. So we will proceed with our legal processes. I'm hearing everywhere that he's making contact with people through his attorneys. That's not our business. He is obliged by law to make contact with the Department of Labor.
And just for Mr. Iso, the company whose door you knocked on, so that we're absolutely clear, just the name of where you knocked. Is it a George-based company? Where is that company based?
Well, if you go onto the website, you'll see it says George-based company. I will not further elaborate on that matter. Okay?
Official investigations have yet to start. Lacey appealed to the employer of the affected workers to step forward, saying the families of those affected are seeking answers.
I'm here today with a very heavy heart on what I've seen. I don't want to speculate anything. We've made an appeal and we're going to continue making an appeal that those families are crying just for one thing, that as much as we're here as government, that's what the MEC told us, as much as we're here as government, they would love to talk to the employer, because thus the employer would engage their own relatives. It would be good that the employer, wherever he is, or the owners, whoever they are, that they are able to come and, from a moral point of view, come and just talk to these families. That's where we are. We've not started the actual investigation, just to secure the records, because it's part of our protocol to ensure that in a site like this, no records must disappear. That's what we have secured. And in terms of the records, when we're reconciling the numbers which people were talking about, with the records we have, we came to the 81 of the people who were in this site. We're just still at that particular stage. Nothing more we can be able to say.
Thursday marks the third day of rescue operations. 44 workers are still unaccounted for. Reporting 4 Times Live, I'm Demi Buzo.